The Eagles. New Kid in Town. Here in the mix, Sun 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD.
Here when you need us.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Caleb. And that would be Tom Hoots and Caleb Jordan, because I just got yelled at again from out on the beach. Did you hear Johnny yelling at me again?
She texted me.
Okay, sorry. I'm so sorry. Anyway, we're here with our good friends from VPA, and we've been talking about Godspell.
VPA is Visual and Performing Arts, by the way. That's an acronym that not everyone listening might know.
But you locked me in this building, and pretty soon I get to talk in college speak.
I don't know. You're getting lazy, Tom. Visual and Performing Arts. Let's call it what it is.
Okay. Is it?
It is.
Okay. Anyway, Jason's here giving me a hard time.
Jason Hedden is here. Yes, he has the last name too.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to run in the other room, get myself a drink of water. But give us the specs, and where can I go for tickets? I know I can email you and do the BOGO thing.
So just as a special perk for our listeners, if you'd like to see Godspell this weekend or next, you can email me at jheddn at gulfcoast.edu, and I'll give you a deal for buy one, get one on tickets. Tickets are free to Gulf Coast students, faculty, students and employees with your ID, same for FSU PC. And general admission is $20. Students, seniors, and military are $10. You can get them at the box office before the show or online at gulfcoast.edu/arts. But plenty of 500 seats, you can get them at the door. Friday, Saturday, 7:30, Sunday, 2:30, same schedule next weekend. And I have Maggie Jones, who's the assistant director of the production, in the studio with us.
So just pretend like Jason's not here. Who's easier to work for as a director? I know you've worked with both Hank and Jason as directors. This is something I just need to know.
La, 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 la.
Yes, Jason is not listening.
No. They're both great. They're both really awesome. But they're different, and that's the fun thing. Mm-hmm. They both have different just styles. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't even point out what's different right now because he's here. So... No, I'm kidding.
You step out in the hallway for a minute?
Sure.
Both awesome. It's really fun to get to work with both of them.
Working for different directors actually, I mean, you learn by not staying with one and working with different directors on different projects, you're obviously expanding your base as you learn to become a director. Is that?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what exactly does the assistant director do?
I've just been shadowing the director. He's let me have some input here and there. But I just write down some things, you know, just keeping an eye on everyone, making sure things run as smooth as possible.
I saw you giving notes one rehearsal I was at.
Give notes, just literally, like almost anything. Obviously, we have a step back from the director, but Hank's really awesome, and he just lets the assistant directors also take roles. He's also let people block scenes and do music and stuff. The show's a lot different because it's very like free and doesn't really need a ton of like strong blocking. So we basically have given them shells of the songs, and they've taken it on their own and done really awesome things with it.
For our non-theater folks, blocking simply means the movement on the stage, mm-hmm. the choreographed movement on the stage.
Thank you. Using blocking is a little like using VPA.
So. It is. Okay. I mean, we forget. I know when I listen to something that's not what I do every day, I'm like, what are all the acronyms here? Even in different parts of that. I'll say this about Hank. He has much more experience directing musicals than I do. So I was very excited when he came on board a couple of years ago to move him into that role. You know, he's a choreographer as well. Now we have Lauren Kolmetz is officially the choreographer on the production, and they collaborate together. But Hank has choreography experience. Mm-hmm. You do not want me choreographing anything. I can barely, you know, choreograph myself. Directing a non-musical and a musical is a different beast. I'm really good at the logistics of all of that, putting all that together. But in terms of, Hank has much more experience directing mm-hmm. musicals and is more of a musician than I am. Now, so that's a huge advantage.
Now, are you guys going to do another play in the spring?
Yeah, we're doing two actually.
Wow.
We're doing The Miracle Worker. which Hank is directing, and then I'm directing a show that no one's ever heard of. It's called Bert, subtitled "Or When I Was Five, I Killed Myself." Not as harsh as it sounds. Mm-hmm. It's told from the point of view of an 8-year-old boy who, in the 50s, he's institutionalized for something now that probably would have just gotten him a talk to a counselor, but it's told from the point of view of an 8-year-old kid, and all the other actors play the adults in his life, and it's a rarely produced script. A playwright named Teddy Yeager wrote, and this will be the first college production of it, I think. Wow. So those auditions are open for the community. December 2nd, we're auditioning both shows
at the same time.
Wow. Even though they're not going to happen until spring, we're going to cast them before we go away for the holiday break. And people always ask this. We do have roles for children, not in the one I'm directing, not in Bert, but in The Miracle Worker. We need Maggie would be great, but I really don't want a 20-year-old Helen Keller because it takes place at the time when she's a child. Mm-hmm. So
this
the Anne Bancroft?
The Anne Bancroft movie.
Film version. Yes.
I'm trying to think about that.
It's fantastic. Pulitzer Prize-winning script by William Gibson. And one of my favorite plays. I'm so glad that we're doing it. But we have roles for children, and those auditions are open.
And
so.
One of them is to be a serious role. I mean, a big
role.
I've never
a
seen
non-verbal,
it on stage.
Yeah. Central character. I mean, the casting of that's essential.
So if I wanted to audition for this, how would I go about doing that?
You literally come to the Amelia Center Theater on December 2nd at 6:30 and have prepared a 1-minute dramatic monologue. So that's literally just a 1-minute speech from a play. And that's it.
Gotcha.
Open to anyone.
If you're interested in doing that, community members, actors, that's the opportunity. December 2nd.
December 2nd. You can find all the information on our Facebook page at GCSC Theater. Theater spelled R-E.
It's important.
Why are you looking at me? I don't... He looks at me. He talks about... Okay, never mind.
Because
now I'm getting paranoid. You see what happens, Maggie? He just,
he's so
now he's making me paranoid.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, Tom, we've seen how you spell theater. T-R-E, Ater. Like
right.
Gator.
Yeah, it rhymes with Gator.
Yeah. I don't care how you spell it. Come see Godspell this weekend. cast and crew have done a great job. We've got a live band on stage under the direction of John Devine and Carissa Hosey. And it's really going to be a fun time. It's a show that's appropriate for all ages. Godspell, the parables of the book of Matthew. And it's going to be a really good time. gulfcoast.edu/arts, or we're at GCSC Theater on Facebook and Instagram and all your social media platforms. Mm-hmm.
Godspell opens tomorrow
Woo-hoo!
Night, 7:30.
Come early so you can see the Michael Art exhibit in the gallery.
And KGC will be out.
We'll be out and about on opening night.
Yeah, doing a remote for about 2 hours before showtime.
I'm going to be taking a nap because you will have made me stay up till 11 o'clock the night before. Oh, that's tonight. Because you cannot forget the Spooktacular tonight.
And we will plug the Spooktacular after a quick break. Here on The Mix.